You're listening to Music Journeys Podcast with my friend and host, Kim Sear.
Like a sunrise, cutting through the dark, like a 4 to 5 spinning in Tennessee whiskey, sipping, getting through a broken heart, like a wide open road, and you've been in a rut. We'll put the key in the ignition, already know that you're winning, just as soon as you fire it up. You're my ace in the hole, the last trick up my sleeve. When I get down on my luck, you're that lucky break I need. Well, I won't back down from all the hell that this world brings. Got your love in my back pocket, I can take on anything.
You just heard a snippet of the brand new single Back Pocket off the debut album Good Things by country music sensation Devin Cooper, with the help of Juno Award-winning producers Spencer Cheen and Justin Cutting. Devin Cooper's execution and momentum prove he is truly a gifted artist. He has proven himself to be one of Canadian music industry's one to watch. Devin was recently up for 3 Country Music Alberta Awards this past weekend for Male Artist of the Year, Interactive Artist, and Community Spirit Award. He is here to talk about his brand new single, Back Pocket, and his debut album, Good Things. Here is Canadian country artist Devin Cooper. Welcome back, Devin.
How's it going today?
Good. How about you?
I'm doing fantastic.
First off, congratulations on the 3 nominations for the Country Music Alberta Awards this past weekend. Congratulations.
Thank you very much. It was really cool. It was the first time I've been nominated on the final ballot, so that was pretty cool.
That's right. This is your first time to be on the final, and you got three finals on this one. So you got... That was Male Artist of the Year, Interactive Artist, and the Community Spirit Award. So that's pretty cool.
Yeah, super thankful to be recognized in the community like that. It was real good. I had my whole family there too, which was nice to be able to spend the evening with them at that.
Oh, that's so nice. Your dad just must have been thrilled. Your parents, oh boy, that would be amazing.
Yeah, they were real happy.
To be able to celebrate the awards with your peers and the industry as a whole, to be able to go around and chat with everybody, to be able to do that live this year, what did it mean to you?
Oh, it was so nice. It was all a big flash. It went by so fast. I mean, it's been 2 years of not really being able to get together. I mean, thankfully we did have the CCMAs back in November where we were able to kind of get together in person for the first time, but to have Alberta and the whole scene and all of our friends all back together in the same room, it was a really special weekend.
Oh, and you looked pretty darn sharp there.
Well, thanks. I figured I should get something flashy for the night.
Oh, very cool. So how was it for your parents and your family?
It was good. They had they'd never been to one of the Country Music Alberta Award shows before, so we had some close family friends, and then my parents and bunch of other family come out as well, and it was just really nice to get to watch some live music and hang out with friends and introduce them to a bunch of people that I work with on a daily basis, but they don't always get to meet. So
it's such an exciting time for you, especially at the time I had you on the show last. You had just released your second and your third single for this album.
That's right.
Yeah, so that was, I think it was Country Cliche and Good Things is what you had just released that we played on the show. And
yes, absolutely.
Yeah, so now with the brand new single Back Pocket and your debut, this has got to be so exciting for you to finally have this out there for everybody to hear.
Yeah, it's really cool to have a body of work out that kind of tells my life story of everything I've lived up until this point. And singles are really cool to release and kind of create some excitement, but there's nothing like putting on a record and listening to it start to finish.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. And there's so much involved too when it comes to being able to look at the body of work that you've been working on. You've been working so darn hard, you know, writing, going back to Nashville and writing there, and then COVID hits. Like, you know, it's been a really long time waiting for all this, right?
It has been. It's a lot of years in the work, so it's just really cool to finally have something in my hand that I can give to people, and something we've been working for all the fans that have been following along and listening.
Mm.
So real cool to have that to give to them.
Well, also too, for us fans, because I learned an awful lot about you when I had you on the show last time, and you know I'm a huge fan when it comes
Absolutely.
To everything about you, because just your whole life story, everything in the way that you represent yourself, you're so humble, but at the same time, so driven and focused. And that's based on the journey, you know, of your life's experience, the story of you telling us about having your guitar for the first time, I think it was 7 years old, I think.
Yeah, absolutely.
And then all that hard work ethic that you were taught by your parents and your grandparents, learning to save your money in order to be able to get the guitar, and then your parents paying for that in exchange for you saving all your money, you know, for those 6 months of guitar lessons. Boy, did that pay off.
we're getting there one step at a time. We're getting there.
Hey, Day Tripper. I remember Beatles, right?
Yeah. I remember cranking that. That was it for me.
Well, that was the one.
You got a good memory.
That's the one that I think you learned how to play, or it was the one that helped you to want to be able to play guitar, right?
Yeah, I remember cranking up. My parents had one of those big tower stereo systems that everybody had in the 90s with the 5-disc changer and all that stuff. And I remember putting on the Beatles anthology disc, and Day Tripper came on and just cranking the speakers as loud as they would go, and listening to that opening guitar riff over and over again.
It's amazing when you look back what songs really influenced you the most, because you had so much difference, you know, when it comes to your dad, because he was the blues music that he used to like. I think your mom was the rock, right?
That's right. Yeah, my dad was a lot of blues and southern rock, and my mom was hair metal and hard rock, so.
Mm. When you look at this body of work that you've just released, it's your debut. This is something that is so special for you. It really lets us take a really good look. At least when I'm listening to it, it lets me know exactly who you are.
Yeah, exactly. It touches all those elements of different sounds that were an influence to me growing up, from hair metal to southern rock to blues to the whole storytelling aspect of country music. And that's kind of what it's centered around, with all these little different things kind of peeking out in the songs.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. I love the instrumental aspect of this album. You've really kicked it, and I absolutely love it. There's so many of them that are favorites to me, but sitting doing the A side and B side, I love acoustic to begin with, and to hear how it was written was just such a cool thing to do.
Yeah, I've always been such a fan of hearing artists that I look up to and love perform the song stripped down, just to really hear how it was written. And I think that's the coolest thing about country music, is you can strip it down to just an acoustic guitar and the song still stands by itself.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. The lyrics, right? It just
totally.
Yeah, because you dive into the story and it's like you can hear a pin drop, you know, in a room when you're hearing acoustic performance.
Absolutely.
I just finished interviewing Dean Dillon, and just to listen to him play his acoustic on the same versions of the songs that were such hits for so many of the huge stars that are out there right now, and to hear those stories, it's like, that's what it reminded me of when I was listening to the B-side of this album for Good Things.
Absolutely. Well, thank you. I appreciate that.
Well done. Well done. Talk about Back Pocket, because I love the lyrics of the song. It's really a cool way of telling the story about finding that right person, but you also can relate it to other things in life as well, right? You know, whether Absolutely. It's a job, having a great team, or just having that right person by your side, right?
Absolutely. I know I wrote this with a good friend of mine, Drew Gregory, and I grew up with my parents happily married, my grandparents happily married. They're over 60 years together now. My parents are over 30 years together. Drew is happily married and his parents are together, and it's just, we got talking about how when you have that right person by your side, like you said, you really can get through anything. And I think the coolest part is even if you don't necessarily have that person in a, say, romantic type relationship, it's like the teamwork and the friendship and all those people in your life. It's when you have those people by your side and that right community of people, mm-hmm. you can really accomplish anything you want.
very cool spin on the story. There always is with you. You are such a natural when it comes to this. You were born to do this, my friend. You really, really were.
Well, thank you. I appreciate it.
Do you feel it though?
Yeah, I don't think there's anything else I could do. It's I wake up every day and I'm on the computer working on tunes, booking shows, doing whatever I can. It's just I'm so thankful to get to be able to do this, and I wouldn't trade it for anything in the world to be able to play music, write music. I think it's all I can do.
It's very special for us to watch this journey, you know, being on the radio and being able to see, you know, young artists come up, but you are something special. And I think I've told you that before. So I am going to play this one right now. Here is the brand new single, Back Pocket, by my very special guest, country sensation Devin Cooper, here on Music's Journey.
Like a sunrise, cutting through the dark. Like a 4 to 5 spinning in Tennessee whiskey, sipping, getting through a broken heart. Like a wide open road, you've been in a rut. We'll put the key in the ignition, already know that you're winning just as soon as you fire it up. You're my ace in the hole, the last trick up my sleeve. When I get down on my luck, you're that lucky break. It ain't even fair to worry about the odds I'm giving. I give me one in a million, cause baby, when you're there, you're my ace in the hole, the last trick up my sleeve. When I get down on my luck, you're that lucky break I need. Well, I won't back down from all the hell that this world brings. Got you. When I get down on my luck, you're that lucky break I need.
That was Back Pocket by Canadian country artist Devin Cooper. I have such a good feeling about this new single. What has the feedback been for you? Because I love it.
It's been great. I know I released a couple of little acoustic clips of this one over the past couple of years, and every time I release it, people are just like, you got to release that song. And it's been a crowd favorite at shows since we wrote it. And I mean, a lot of the shows have been virtual since we did write it, but it's received really good feedback, and since we released it, there's a lot of people that are just really enjoying it, relating to it. And we actually a music video, lyric video type thing for it, where we got fans to send in pictures of them and their partner with how long they've been together, and kind of put together this whole collage lyric video that is going to be coming out here really soon. So cool to include them in that, and just be able to, again, just include them, because they're kind of part of the team too. We're all working on it together. So it's it was really cool to be able to include them and have people so excited to send in pictures and just be a part of it.
I bet you they absolutely love it, because it's such a great message too, especially today, you know, with everything, you know, that's gone on, just, you know, this last crazy 2 years, and just being able to solidify, you know, being able to stick it out and work together in what comes out of what real love is. Real love isn't just the beginning phases and, you know, the honeymoon stage, you know, of a relationship. It's about going through those hard times. And,
absolutely,
you know, being able to work through those times where, you know, you don't like each other, and then, you know, you work it out, and you really develop that longevity, like you're talking about with your parents and your grandparents and Drew's parents. It's just something that is so important.
Yes, absolutely.
Mm-hmm.
It's just one of those kind of universal messages like that.
You know, I'm a huge fan of yours, but man, you are pure talent and one hell of a musician.
Well, thanks.
You can play guitar with the best of them.
Working on it.
I hate to see where you're going to be when you're like 10 years from now. Holy cow, you are so good. Really good.
Well, thanks, Kim.
Talking about the production for this song.
The production for this song is, we really wanted to have kind of like a classic live off the floor Southern rock sound to it. That it just kind of sounds like something you'd turn on and hear a band jamming live off the floor. And the version that's out right now for radio is a shortened version, but there's actually an extended version that's on the record.
Mm-hmm.
And that has a big long outro on it with a bunch of guitar solos swapping back and forth and some vocal ad-libs. And it's just, it embodies the whole thing of the team and working together in the relationship. And you can hear that in the band when they're playing it. And I think that's one of the coolest things, is conveying the emotion of the lyrics in the way that you choose to present the instrumentation in the song.
Mm-hmm.
And having the instrumentation represent that emotion that the song carries.
It was something that was really special when I was listening to it. And I think every single time you're releasing something, you're just solidifying exactly the reasons why everybody loves you so much. And, you know, when you're talking about the music industry, taking a look and saying, you know what, something special. And I knew that the very first time I heard your music. But it's just so much growth, you know, in this writing. It's incredible.
Yeah, thank you. It's I've been writing a ton over the past few years, I think 200 or 300 songs in the past couple of years. And it's just the numbers game. You got to keep writing, keep working on it. And sometimes you write a good one, sometimes you don't. But even when you don't, you still get something out of it in the end, it seems like.
Mm-hmm. Because you're writing for the love of music, right? Especially.
Absolutely.
Yeah, I think when you're writing for that, you can never go wrong, whether or not it hits, you know, top 40 or whether or not it's a number one. It doesn't matter, because people can see that whole catalog that you've got going right now. Writing with Drew, he's at the top of his game right now too. Drew Gregory for this one.
Absolutely.
Oh man, you guys are hitting it. Killer tune. Really cool.
Thank you.
Don't want to forget, you can download Back Pocket on all of the streaming platforms, and you can share it on all your playlists. You can also request it at your local country radio station. Your third single off the album. I love the lyrical play in this song. There's so much when it comes to working on the branding. You know, when you're dealing with your first debut, you want it to hit on the mark for you, representing you. What was it like being able to go through, you know, the branding, the CD cover, all of it?
It was really cool. I have some really good people that I'm able to work with, and I've been working with them for quite a while now. Chad Murphy, who's done a lot of my logos in the past, was able to help me create all of the branding and packaging for the record. And we wanted to create something that was modern, but kind of had a vintage feel to it, something that was timeless, because I feel like a lot of the sounds that you hear on this record could have been heard in a lot of different decades.
Mm-hmm.
And something that ties it all together with just warm, something warm colors that are timeless, vintage, a little bit distressed, and just bring it all together to create something that's going to last for a long time.
Oh, absolutely. And you must be so proud of it when you're seeing it out there and being able to sign those autographs on that EP and this body of work. It's got to feel so good.
It's pretty cool. It's been a long time in the works, and I'm really excited to be able to get it into people's hands now.
Now, you also got great team behind you, not just with the branding and everything and working, you know, with the amazing producers we're going to talk about in a minute. But, you know, you have a team behind you with Sharp Nine Music and Penelope PR. You know, it's just makes a huge difference to have that marketing team there and having just such a great team all together, you know, working with you already. And that's amazing.
Absolutely. I'm super thankful to have all those people on the team, Rochelle at Penelope and Tiffany at Penelope and Bill Miller, Sharp Nine, all those people. It really does take a village to make this happen. And I know it's just my name on the cover of it, but there's a lot of people on behind the scenes that allow it to really make it happen.
Mm-hmm. It does. It takes an army to do it. And you still have so much that you're doing yourself when it comes to the social media and making sure you're staying in contact with fans and, you know, connecting with them. It's just, it's a lot of work. You got to wear a lot of hats when you're doing this.
There is. Thankfully, I have a couple now.
Yes, you do. And the producing hat, I hear you're doing a little bit of that, right?
Yeah, I worked on the side B of this record and kind of helped with all of the instrumentation and how we wanted to approach the side B of it, really strip it down. And then again, just at home, always working on my own production stuff, doing demos and working on that kind of stuff to try and move it forward. And it may turn into something more than that moving down the line. I'd love to end in other artists' vision and moving that forward. But okay. I think I got enough hats on for these few weeks anyways. We'll see what the future looks like for that.
Well, you're a busy, busy guy. Talk to us about working with Juno Award-winning producers. You got Spencer Cheen and you got Justin Cutting. It doesn't get any better working on this one.
No, those guys are pretty unbelievable. I started working with Justin in 2015 when I first met him. And it was very shortly after that I met Spencer. And Justin and I instantly hit it off, and it's really cool because our working relationship of working on music and playing shows together has turned into a really great friendship as well. And Justin is involved in so many parts of what's happening in my career now. He's my band leader, musical director in my band, playing in my band full time with me, as well as doing all of the production stuff with Spencer, also playing for Brett Kissel and a bunch of other artists as well. And I'm super thankful to have them on the team. Spencer is an unbelievable friend. The ideas that both of those guys have on their own are amazing. And when you get them in the same room together and they can really bring their ideas together as a group, there's something special there.
Doesn't get any better. They are geniuses in the studio and outside the studio. The creative sounds, the riffs and the songs, the entire album, killer. Absolutely killer all the way through. And just you brought in some different instrumental, you know, the banjo. There are like so many different elements, you know, to this. It's so cool.
Absolutely. Yeah, we tried to bring a little bit of everything that kind of was my life up to this point, of a little bit of southern rock with the dobro and some of those guitar sounds. And then we on the flip side, we have some kind of heavy metal type drums and some wailing guitars. And then you strip it back and you got banjos and some B3 organ. And to bring all those things from such a wide variety of music and bring them all together to create a cohesive sound is not something that's easy to do. And I know that Spencer and Justin, in my mind, knocked it out of the park. And I'm so thankful that they were receptive to my crazy ideas of bringing all these things together and trying to find a way to make them work and fit the puzzle pieces together.
Well, I think it's magic, and I think the fans are going to absolutely agree. I am so excited for you and the whole team. It's such a great job.
Thank you.
Such a great, great job.
Thanks a lot. I'm very proud of this body of work, and I'm really excited for people to hear it.
Oh, me too. Me too. I cannot wait. Let's talk about the backstories behind the song Back Pocket, as we talked about, your third single off the album, and you'd already released Country Cliche and Good Things. So let's talk about Good Things. Just to remind everybody, this was, you know, the lead track as well for the album. So talk about that.
it's basically just about how good things in life take time. I mean, growing up, my dad always told me anything worth doing is going to take time, and whatever that is in life that you're doing. And Ali, my co-writer on the song, I wrote it with Ali and Manning Rothrock. Ali had brought the idea into the room of just good things take time. And we just sat about it, and we didn't want to, we just sat there and thought about it, and we didn't want to overcomplicate it. It's just, it's as simple as that. Good things take time. And we never want to get preachy when we're talking about it, but it's just, if it can be that last little reminder for people that it's okay for things to take time. It doesn't all have to happen right now. And whether that's building a house or going to school to be a lawyer or a doctor or pursuing a crazy career in music, it's okay if things take time, and enjoy the process while you're doing it, because it's all about the journey and the ride. Once you get to the destination, it's no fun. It's all about there.
Well, and you're going to remember that too, you know, 10 years from now, and you're looking back at it and being really grateful for having that life lesson, because we're not in control of life. And, you know, things change, as you well know, you know, with your dad and everything else. It's just so many life lessons that you've had to learn really, really early. But that work ethic is key when it comes to this, and staying focused, doing it for the reasons that you are, and that the love of music, and it'll come when it comes.
Yeah, absolutely. And just enjoying the process and enjoying the ups and downs and taking everything you can learn from every up and down that comes along the way, and use that to just keep moving forward.
You know, you are amazing when it comes to live performances, and, you know, being able to get out there and being able to perform this all at the right time too. And, you know, with everything opening up, it's going to be so amazing to hear these songs played live. Country Cliche, I love this one because it's that unique spin on the party life, but also being able to kick back with friends and having just a good time.
Yeah, it's kind of funny. The song is as much a joke as it is literally the truth. You're from all country. This is just stuff that happens every day. And it might sound pretty ridiculous to some people who have grown up in the city or not spent some time kind of out in the bush with friends, but it's just about having a good time. And I mean, the past couple of years have been so stressful of everything that's going on in the world, and it's been such a strange time. It's a real good tune to just kick back and kind of let it all go.
And it grows on you and grows on you and grows on you. You hear something new with it every single time you play it. At least it did for me.
Yeah, there's a lot of really cool, I suppose, ear candy things that are happening throughout the song that even I'm still picking up on stuff that I hear in the tune, and you get to hear something different every time, like you said.
It's really well done. Now, Want Me, we got to talk about this one, because that scenario that we all can relate to, that one-sided bad relationship that we get into, you know, at some point in time in our lives, we've all been there. So talk to us about this one.
It's just one of those relationships that you can't say no to. The person means so much to you, and even if things aren't going well, sometimes you just can't say no to it, and it's so hard to let go when you're so invested in something. And sometimes that's the hardest part, is being able to just let go and move on. And it's something that we've all kind of dealt with, or if we haven't dealt with it, I'm happy for you that you have it.
But you will.
Most of us have felt that at some point. And I think it comes from a place of, like, you care too much to let go, so you just can't say no.
We all think we can change it somehow. I don't know what it is. You know, you know that if that person's just not as invested in you, but somehow we think we can change it, and it's just such a stupid thing
totally.
To do.
It was a little bit of self-reflection on the song, too. I mean, I wrote it right after I'd gotten out of a relationship, and after, so obviously emotions are heightened at that point, but looking back on it, you can kind of do some self-reflection of maybe you were the person on the other side of that at a time or two as well. So I think it kind of speaks to being in the situation of a one-sided relationship, and also putting somebody else in that situation.
Taking that accountability on both ends, right?
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, because sometimes we can enable it, and sometimes, you know, we might have given off that vibe and not even realized it, you know, in the beginning.
And, yes, absolutely.
Yeah.
And sometimes when you're in the thick of it, you don't really see what's going on outside. Yeah.
Yeah, it just allows you to be able to learn and remember, right, to what not to do on the next one. When you're looking back and you're taking that back pocket kind of spin on it too, because it ties it all together, right?
It really does, yeah. It's and I think you got to go through a few of those to learn what you need in order to get into that back pocket type relationship.
Mm-hmm. I'm so excited, like I said, just listening to it, the influences of the music in this album, your mom's influence in there with rock, that metal, and just those blues feels, just you can feel it, and it's all about you.
Thanks.
Your life journey.
It's a complete description of Devin Cooper to this point in my life anyways.
You're a pretty special person, such an incredible artist, and you've got so much more. I can't even wait to see what you're going to be coming up with.
I'm really excited for what's coming up,
Now, can you say a little bit about what's coming up?
Yeah. We just found out that we are in the top 8 artists that have been chosen to be a part of SiriusXM's Top of the Country.
Oh, and wow.
That is a program that's put on PCMAs. Where we get to either fly out to Vancouver or Toronto, we get to bring our band out with us, record a song, and then over the next 6 months, there's a ton of exposure opportunities that come from it that are just absolutely invaluable mentorship sessions. And at the end of it, there's a cash prize for one of the artists, but along the way, there's so much exposure
wow.
The opportunity to studio right away and record another tune is just amazing. I was super thankful to be included in this group of amazing artists.
Oh, congratulations. Man, this is like a real good kickoff for 2022 for you.
It sure is. It's I could have never guessed that the record and the nominations and Top of the Country and all that would be happening in such a short time, and I'm just I'm along for the ride, and I'm so thankful for it.
Well, I told you, killer music you've been putting out there, and the industry knows it too. Just your personality, everything about you is just pretty special, and we're all really huge fans of yours and just cannot wait to see this album unfold for you. We want to talk about Want Me, because I want to be able to talk about the A side, B side, which we were, but the production for this song. So cool.
It's interesting because it's such a heavy production song. It's got a lot of like anthemic stadium type sounds in it with huge chorus and lots of harmonies and vocals and stuff. And then you get to the verses of the song and it's stripped right back down to just a vocal and a banjo. And the dynamic and the journey that we take the listener on in this song, I feel like, is the emotional roller coaster of being in one of those relationships of you want someone and them only want you when they need you. And the ups and downs of the song kind of take you through the feeling of the ups and downs of that type of relationship.
I loved it when they took it right down to the banjo. I was like, holy cow. Like, I just never would have thought of that. Did you think how it was going to turn out? Were you a part of all that with Spencer and for Justin as well?
Yeah, I was super thankful. I was a really big part of kind of all of the production on the record with them. And we spent a lot of days in the studio working together, coming up with parts, moving things around, trying different ideas. And I was able to be there for the whole thing, which was really great.
Oh,
and then
nice.
Just to sit in the room and work with them and kind of be able to all pass their ideas around and play a part in that production and throw my ideas around and have them be able to take the ideas and turn them into something that we can actually listen to and that works was a really cool thing.
Really, really nice, because a lot of artists don't get that opportunity to be able to sit in production like that. They're doing their vocals and the instrumentals are being recorded and then you hear it once they're finished with it. But to sit in there and learn from those two, from Spencer and from Justin, you know, that just must have been such a valuable experience for you.
Yeah, it was amazing. And I think that's really why it all came together the way it did, is just they allowed me to play such a heavy role in being involved in what was happening. And were so receptive to my ideas and trying things out. And I have a lot of ideas, but I don't know how to execute them. And they're able to bring everything to life and make it all work together. And it was really cool to be able to be a part of that process. Because like you said, so many artists record their vocals and then they get to hear the track kind of when it's done.
Mm-hmm.
And after working with them for so long, I feel like we've been getting closer and closer to the sound that is Devin Cooper for for a long time we've been getting there, but this is the first time we've really hit the nail on the head. And I think that's just because of the collaborative work that we were able to do all together in the studio.
I love this one. It's something special. And we're going to play it right now. Here is Want Me off the debut album Good Things by country artist Devin Cooper here on Music Stream.
I'ma do what I always do. Take my time and try to play it cool. Cause you don't care what time it is. It's your world and I'm stuck living in it. I tell myself that I'll tell you no. But we both know I won't and I don't. Cause you only want me when you need me. You you go, cause baby just a little bit of you is worth the hell that you put in my heart through. Cause you only want me when you need me. You only want me when you need my all night. Hold it tight, last call. You only love me when you're lonely. And once you got what you came to get, you're
the killer track Want Me off the debut album Good Things by Canadian country artist Devin Cooper. Love the guitar and the banjo. Oh, it's such a good tune. What did your friends think when they heard it for the first time?
They loved it. It kicked them in the face pretty hard the first time they heard it. I don't think they were expecting to be jumped off the start like that with screaming guitars and big drum fills. But I love it. I love seeing the reaction on their faces. It trips right back down to the verse. And it's such an inviting sound because it's so aggressive off the top that it brings it right down and pulls the end of the song. And then we bring it right back up for the chorus. It's, like I said, a bit of an emotional roller coaster.
Oh, yeah. It describes the song to a T, what the lyrics are all about. And I absolutely love it. Don't forget, you can download Devin Cooper's debut album, Good Things, on all of your streaming platforms and share it on all your playlists. You can also request the songs that you love. You can ask them to be played at your local country radio station. And let's talk about the side B strip version of that song.
It was a lot of fun to do. The song is has such heavy harmonies in the song, vocal harmonies, that I really wanted to make sure that those were very prominent in the recording. And the banjo carrying throughout the song, just stripping it all back so that you can hear the story and let the song and the story tell itself, kind of how we wrote it.
Mm-hmm.
And when we wrote the song, it was stripped back even more, to be honest, the day that we wrote it with friends of mine, Dave Boris and Andrew Peebles. It's a very, very low-key, stripped-down, soft acoustic song that took a total 180 when the full production hit it. So I wanted to kind of find a way to bring it back and meet it in the middle from we wrote it to that full production version, and just give give the listeners a little less of an emotional roller coaster with the acoustic one.
Mm-hmm. But it just gives that impact of that raw and real emotion. And that's what I absolutely loved about the side B. It's so good all the way through. I could listen to both, and it's just amazing to me. And I could be in the mood for the acoustics and always love those. Sitting around the fireplace and you know, just fire pit, bonfires coming up. Great time to be able to listen to this stuff.
Totally. And that was the whole reason kind of behind the side B, is some of these songs are so, I'll say for lack of terminology, aggressive on the production front, where there's so much going on, and there's a lot of sounds, and there's some heavy guitars and heavy drums. And I totally get that that's not everyone's thing, but I feel like a lot of these songs could still speak to people, even if that type of production is not their favorite. So mm-hmm. by giving them this idea of hearing just how it's stripped down, how are you going to hear me play it acoustic live if I'm doing an acoustic show, kind of opens it up to speak to a whole nother demographic that maybe wouldn't have fallen in love with side A as much, but now they get to have side B. Mm-hmm. And we can kind of do something for all the fans that have been listening and following along.
Well, yeah, because you get that classic feel of that Chris Stapleton feel when you're looking at how classic country music was, you know, in so popular for so many, like George Strait and, you know, George Jones and, you know, so many of the greats. And bringing it back to, you know, that feel, but still bringing that rock element to it, but stripped back, you know, like Toby Keith has been doing and Chris Stapleton. And
totally.
Yeah, and that's what I feel with this when I'm listening to the B-side. It's really, really good. And you got killer vocals to begin with. So it's just a win-win all the way around. But to hear Want Me, to hear that live for you guys and in a stadium anywhere, any of the shows that you're going to be playing, that is just going to be a fan favorite.
Yeah, I'm really looking forward to the day we get to play it on a festival stage.
Can't wait to see it. I cannot wait to see it.
Absolutely.
You got some amazing dates coming up for these release parties, so talk to us about that.
Yeah, we got a couple of release shows coming up. We were supposed to have a tour, and thanks to our friend or enemy, whatever you want to call it, COVID, we kind of had to reschedule the date. So we have a couple things still in the works for release shows. I know there's a few cities I want to get to be able to celebrate the release of the record with some friends and fans. But as of now, we have April 1st at the King Eddie. It's not an April Fool's joke. We are playing April 1st at the King Eddie in Calgary, Alberta, and that's going to be a really fun night. We've got a bunch of other dates kind of in between that are a little smaller, acoustic shows and things like that throughout the month of April. And then in May 13th, we've got a big one at Bose Barn Stage in Red Deer, Alberta. And super fortunate to be able to play both those venues. They're some of my favorite venues in Canada, and there's some of the best places I'd want to be able to celebrate the release of this record.
Oh, awesome. And congratulations on all that. You've also been very, very busy, you know, when it comes to Project Wild and this intensive artist development program that's based out of Alberta. Talk to us about
Absolutely.
That.
Yeah, Project Wild is an insane artist development program that's put on by Jim Pattison Group, as well as Alberta Music and Wild 95.3, the radio station. And they take 12 artists and put them through 6 months of intense development. We get to go through a lot of seminars with different industry personnel where we get to learn but the business side of the music, the back end, that we don't really, there's no book on how to be a musician or how to run a business as a musician. So we get to learn a lot of the back end stuff of figuring that stuff out, advancing shows properly, and really running it as a business. And then on top of that, get to have some amazing performance and vocal coaching opportunities. And they provide us with a series of 4 challenges we have to complete. So we get to do an introduction video, which is kind of an intro to our brand, our vision, who we are as an artist, for those folks who are just kind of joining along at the start. We get to do an artist collaboration project where we get to collaborate with another artist or band of our choice and figure that all out and find a way to collaborate and kind of create some common ground between the two artists. We also get to do charity events, and we have to do a charity initiative at some point, which was my 3rd annual Ride to Remember in support of the Alzheimer's Society of Calgary. Finish it all off, we get to create and develop a brand new merch item that be something that our fans love, will want to see, and based on kind of all of our demographics and who's been following us and who's following along and what can we give them as a merch item that will be something that they want to take home and cherish forever.
Nice. And that's talking about that whole branding thing, you know, it's like
absolutely
perfect timing for you to be able to go through all that and learn, you know, just the different tips and just some major strategies being able to move forward, right?
Absolutely. So we, for the merchandise item, we actually created a record book. So most bands put out tour programs or used to put out tour programs when they went on tour.
Mm-hmm.
And that was always one of my favorite things to buy from bands when they'd come through. And got tour programs from the 80s when my parents used to go to concerts, and since I started going, I've got programs from Paul McCartney and the Rolling Stones and everybody like that. But because there was no tour, I kind of wanted to give an opportunity to shine light on everybody who was a part of the record, everybody who played on it, everybody who helped graphic design it, and all of the songwriters who wrote on all of the tracks. So we did a 46-page record book that you can actually purchase on my website. We just have a limited run of them. And it's a full in-depth breakdown of the whole record, everything that was involved in it, behind the scenes pictures, studio pictures, recording the live acoustic side pictures, as well as a bunch of big full page spreads of live photos from festival stages over the past couple of years, and kind of everything that is the story and the journey to good things.
Ooh, that is awesome. I would love to have one of those. Gonna have to do that. Oh, that's awesome. Great idea.
Yeah, so I'm really excited about that. It kind of shines light on everybody who doesn't necessarily get the spotlight when you're working on such a big body of work.
Oh, see, I told you, it's that side of you that I love so much. you want to be able to thank everybody that's been along the ride with you, and it's just who you are, and that's what I love about you.
Well, thanks. It's I wouldn't be able to do it without them, so the least I can do is give them little acknowledgement for the hard work and dedication and time they've been putting into everything we're doing.
Wow. Oh, awesome. Now, Project Wild Finale is coming up on March 26th. And
it is.
Yeah, so there's three finalists, and you got some pretty cool people that are in that final. So
there's some real good friends of mine ended up being in the top three. Drew Gregory, Shayla Miller, and Kyle McKierney, and those guys are all unbelievable artists. I've been looking up to them for a long time, and they're just unbelievable artists. Those guys are amazing artists, guys and gals. Shayla Miller, Kyle McKierney, and Drew Gregory. And I've been writing with Drew forever. He's one of the guys I've looked up to in the industry a lot, and it's really cool to see them be able to be in that top three and just have that opportunity to move their careers forward. I'm really excited for what's to come, because all ships rise with the tide. And when we all work together, we're all going to see a benefit from it.
Absolutely. And what a great, great bunch of artists. So we talked about a bit of the live music for you and what's coming up for your tour date. So you plans for the bike rally, and are you going to be doing the 4th?
Yes, absolutely. We're going to do the 4th annual. It's we're in the works of planning it. We're hoping to have it midsummer this year so we can have a big motorcycle ride. Past couple of years have been a little bit strange, just with COVID and restrictions on sizing, and people were allowed to accommodate in a safe space to still make it happen.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm really hoping to move it all forward and have that big motorcycle outdoor concert again.
Yeah, because that's at Sturgis in South Dakota, is where, you know, it was supposed to be. Was it August last year? Or is it going to be roughly the same?
We were hoping to go to Sturgis just for the bike ride.
Okay.
And then, we're hoping to have Ride to Remember as a big outdoor event in Calgary with a motorcycle ride to go along with it.
That's amazing, because I know that would mean so much to you, because with COVID, you know, you've been waiting and waiting since your dad's operation, and being able to do that ride with him again, you know, would just be something so special between the two of you.
It would be, yeah.
Mm.
So I'm hoping, fingers crossed.
I hope so. We're going to be praying for that one for you. Absolutely.
Couch sitting in the living room right beside grandpa's clock. You're building 52 in a house, some land, the white picket fence was passed on down to me. Refrigerator door full of snapshot memories, right below the top shelf, well-aged whiskey they drank when you worked to the bone, the dirt. It's been a long week, but you know what they say about good things.
they take a little longer than you might think. So if you're thinking about taking a shortcut, relying on some good luck, well, let me put your mind at ease. Cause you know what they say about good things. First day kiss, waiting, felt like eternity. Old man's truck, man, he finally gave me the keys, and it runs the same as it did back in the day when that girl changed everything.
One day she's gonna marry me.
Cause you know what they say about good things. They take a little longer than you might think. So if you're thinking about taking a shortcut, relying on some good luck, well, let me put your mind at ease. Cause you know what they say about good things. Well, yeah, they're known to last a little longer. Well, something about them built a little stronger. And just when things seem at their best, wait and see what's coming next. Cause you know what they say about good things. They take a little longer than you might think. So if you're thinking about taking a shortcut, relying on some good luck, let me put your mind at ease. Cause you know what they say about a good thing.
Do you have time just for a few questions, burning questions?
I do.
All right. So favorite classic rock song and why?
Oh, man, that is a hard question. There are so many.
Mm-hmm.
Favorite classic rock song. Does a hair metal song count?
Yep.
I would say one of my favorites is Wild Side by Motley Crue.
Ooh, very good choice. Now, do you remember your mom's favorite rock song?
She was a big Judas Priest fan. Judas Priest was one of her favorite bands of all time. I can't pinpoint the exact song, but I'm sure it would have been a Judas Priest song.
Very cool. Do you remember a time when you heard your dad playing a song that he absolutely loved, like over and over again? Which one was it? Do you remember?
Yeah, my dad's a big, or still is, a big Molly Hatchet fan. And the song Flirting with Disaster by Molly Hatchet was one of the ones that was definitely on repeat.
Nice. Okay, favorite venue to play live music in Nashville so far?
Well, I got to play the Bluebird Cafe on my first trip down.
Nice.
And other than the Ryman or the Opry, I don't know if it gets much more legendary than the Bluebird. So That's what I got to.
Very cool. Okay, so if you could play one song on stage with Eric Clapton, what one would it be?
I'd probably want to do the old Robert Johnson blues tune, Crossroads. He's redone that and done a few versions of it. John Mayer's redone it. Basically, every great guitar player that's existed has done a version of Crossroads over the years. And but he was kind of the one that started that trend. And I'd love to be able to play that song with him.
Nice. You have like such a natural ability to be able to write music. Is there a song lyrically that means something really special to you that made you emotional?
There's so many good songs. There's one that's just coming to my mind right now is actually a song that's not very popular, and to be honest, not by one of my top artists either, but it's a song called You Don't Know Jack, and it's by Luke Bryan. It was off of Tailgates and Tanlines was the record.
I remember that.
And I'm so thankful that I've never had to experience what they talk about in that song, but just the way that it is written, and the way that they were able to bring it all together is it hits so hard. It's the story of a man who's lost his whole life and family due to an addiction issue. And just the way they wrote it, it hits hard and almost makes you cry, even if you've never seen anything like that. So, and that was written by Shane McAnally and Aaron Enderlin, I believe.
Such a great song.
It was. I don't think it got the recognition that it did deserve.
Not at all. Not at all. It's such a great tune. Great pick. Okay, so favorite song to play live in your career so far?
Probably Pride and Joy by Stevie Ray Vaughan. It was one of my favorite songs to learn growing up. And unless you wanted an original, did you want an original or did you want a cover?
Give me one of both.
Okay. Pride and Joy, probably for the cover. It was one of the songs that really allowed me to elevate my guitar playing, and I learned it note for note when I was younger, and that was really one of the things that helped get me to where I'm at as a guitar player. And it's just so much fun. It's one of the most fun songs to play, and mm-hmm. the crowd always dances. So probably Pride and Joy by Stevie Ray Vaughan. And then for originals,
maybe it's one you haven't even released yet, something that you wrote.
Yeah, it might be. There's a new tune that we just started playing live that I think just because it's the newest one that we just started playing, that might be the most fun at the moment. It's called Underdog. And you might be able to hear that one sooner than later. I'm not sure.
Another little tidbit that might be coming out, right?
Yeah, we'll see. There's a few things in the works.
I always get excited when I hear any new music from you. So I'm right on it and we're playing it. So I absolutely love it.
We just released the record and we're already talking about more music.
I know, so. But you know what? A lot of fans don't realize that you've been working on that for such a long time. And of course, you're already writing and working and already ready, probably in production already for those ones, right?
Yeah, we're getting things rolling already. So it's lots of exciting stuff happening.
Well, I can't wait. You're going to keep me in the loop for all that. So now,
absolute
best joke ever played on you on the road by a bandmate or another band.
Best joke ever played.
Got to have some fun with this.
Oh, I mean, I'm pretty sure every day that I'm with my band, there's some sort of ridiculous joke or something that happens where it's like, I don't think that there's been a show where there hasn't been something. And now I'm trying to think of what the best one was. Just like, I don't think there's ever been like a massive prank, but there's just like one-liner digs all day long at everybody and it never stops. And it just keeps everybody on their toes and everybody laughing and having a good time. And I think that, I definitely don't like to be pranked. Maybe I shouldn't say that.
Sorry. I probably opened up that can of worms for you now, right?
That is okay. I forgive you.
When you have the big shows, right? When you're doing the big shows, you always have some of the veterans on the stage turning around and playing these pranks on the newcomers coming, right?
There's always something. We have a talk back mic on stage, so Justin Cutting, my musical director, bass player, producer, man of many hats, gets to talk into the microphone and we get to hear it in our in-ears, but nobody else out front gets to hear it. And he's always saying ridiculous talk back mic when we're playing. And doesn't seem to go too long before we're all laughing or have a smile on our face.
And the rest of the audience is in there going, okay, wait, we're missing the joke. Come on. Very cool. Okay, so as your career grows, we all know like everything changes for what your goals are and what was once on your bucket list and, you know, just your different frame of mind, right? As you're going along in your career, what is a new career goal for you?
Well, a career goal was to release my first record and we've now done that. So that's a big one to check off.
Mm-hmm.
And something for me is as I'm continuing to write, continuing to record music, there's a couple people I really want to be able to write with. And I'm not sure if we talked about this or not before. I can't remember. But I know that a big goal is to be able to get in the room and write with a couple of writers I really look up to. Jaron Johnson from the Cadillac 3. And another one is Kit Moore.
Mm.
I look up to those much, both as writers. And
I know Kit Moore, like, you're a huge fan, you know, of his too,
yeah.
Right? Yeah.
I feel like we could make that happen one day. So ooh. That's... things on my bucket list goal is to be able to get in the room and see what we could all come up with together.
Well, I've had some really, really good luck with manifesting, so we're just going to have to manifest that one. Kit Moore, we're going to have to make that happen.
Perfect.
Okay, last one. Okay, what was the last full-length album that you've ever listened to?
The last full-length album I listened to was probably just the other day. A friend of mine's record, Jade Eagleson, and his new record, Honky Tonk Revival.
Mm-hmm.
I about November, I've had it on repeat quite a bit, to be honest. And we were in Nashville actually together when he was down there cutting it, and I got to hear a few of the tracks before they were released and kind of as they were works in progress. And again, just as a friend to hear that come out, and him doing his own thing, kind of cutting his own groove with throwback to classic country sounds and stuff like that. It's been cool to listen to that with some modern production elements, and it's been on repeat for sure.
He is so good, and he's funny. He is really funny too.
He's a great guy.
Well, you know what? I just cannot wait to see what happens for the rest of the year for you. Just tell everybody where they can get all the latest news. You got some great stuff coming up. You said you got some surprise drops that are going to be coming. So tell everybody where Absolutely. They can find that all out.
Well, you can follow me online on all the social media platforms at Devin Cooper Music, or you can check out my website, devincoopermusic.com. It's got links to all the socials. All my tour dates are on there. And we're going to keep updating that with everything that's happening. And if you feel like buying a hard copy of the record or the book, you can get all that from my website as well. There's a link on there to purchase all those, and I'll get it signed up and sent off to you in just a few days.
Oh, I'm going to get one of those for sure. I want one of those. Definitely.
Great.
Don't forget, you can download Devin Cooper's debut album, Good Things, with all the singles on it as well. And you can request those all at your country local radio station. You can stream them on all the platforms right now and share them on your playlists. So such a cool album. I am so excited for you, my friend. Congratulations Thanks. On your nominations as well. You are just killing it. We're so grateful for you and all of your artistry and your talent.
Thanks so much, Kim. I really appreciate you having me on here and chatting again. It's always great.
No problem. We hope to have you on soon, and hopefully I get out to see you play live very soon.
That would be awesome. I would love that.
Oh, me too. Get back out in the pit and do some shooting. I've missed it for such a long time.
Sounds good.
Take care and have a great day, okay?
You too. Thanks, Kim.
Okay, take care. Bye-bye.
You're listening to Music Journeys Podcast with my friend and host, Kim Sear.
Like a sunrise, cutting through the dark. Like a 4 to 5 spinning in Tennessee whiskey sipping, getting through a broken heart. Like a wide open road, when you've been in a rut. We'll put the key in the ignition, already know that you're winning just as soon as you fire it up. You're my ace in the hole, last trick up my sleeve. When I get down on my luck, you're that lucky break I need. Well, I won't back down from all the hell that this world brings. Got your love in my back pocket, I can take on anything. By my side, well, it ain't even fair. Don't worry about the odds I'm giving, I give me 1 in a million. Cause baby, when you're there, you're my ace in the hole, the last trick up my sleeve. When I get down on my luck, you're that lucky break I need. Well, I won't back down from all the hell that this world brings. Your love in my back pocket, I can take on anything, yeah, anything. You're my ace in the hole, last trick up my sleeve. When I get down on my luck, you're that lucky break I need. Well, I won't back down from all the hell that this world brings. Got your love in my back pocket, I can take on anything. I got your love in my back pocket, I can take on anything.
I hope you enjoyed tonight's show. A great big thank you to my very special guest, country artist Devin Cooper, for coming on the show. I have some great shows that are coming up for you. I'll be interviewing Chris Buck, Brian Harwood, Smoke and Ashes, Jamie Warren, Jason Blaine, Annika, Mackenzie Lee Mayer, New Moon Junction, and so many more. I hope that you can join me here next time on The Music's Journey Show. Don't forget you can check out all my podcasts at musicsjourney.com for many more of the artist interviews that you don't want to miss. You can also check out the articles that I write on all the artists that you know and love with all the latest music, videos, and reviews, and so much more at nowandthenmagazine.com. Well, that's it for me, your host, Kim Sear. Thank you so much for tuning in to Music's Journey, and have yourselves a wonderful evening. I will see you here next time on Music's Journey.
See your number on my phone again. I know what's up, I don't have to guess. And I'ma do what I always do. Take my time and try to play it cool. Cause you don't care what time it is. It's your world and I'm stuck living in it. I tell myself that I'll tell you no. But we both know I won't and I don't. Cause you only want me when you need me. You only want me when you need my all night. Hold you till last call. You only love me when you're lonely. And once you got what you came to get, you're gone. And that's how you want me. And that's how you want me. Can't quit, can't say no. Shouldn't let you in, but I can't let you go. Cause baby, just a little bit of you is worth the hell that you put in my heart through. Cause you only want me when you need me. You only want me when you need my all night. Hold you tight, last call. You only love me when you're lonely. Once you got what you came to get, you're gone. And that's how you want me. Cause you only want me when you need me. You only want me when you need my all night. Hold it tight, last call. You only love me when you're lonely. And once you got what you came to get, you're gone. Once you got what you came to get, you're gone. And that's how you want me. That's how you want me. And that's how you want me.